Hey everyone, this is Jamie Bateman. Real quickly, I wanted to share with you something that's been pivotal in the growth and success of my businesses, and that is my partnership with Haven Financial Services. I've been working with Haven for over a year now. Christine Valdez was on episode 70 of this podcast, so go check that out if you want to hear her story. It was a fantastic personal story for sure, but Haven has been awesome. They provide me with monthly reports that are super clear and discernible, and that provides me with clarity and focus so that I can do what I do best, which is running my businesses, not preparing financial reports. Again, if you're in the market for a top-notch financial service company, or if you just want to check one out, go to www.jamiebateman/haven and check out Haven Financial Services. Again, that's jamiebateman/haven. Can't recommend them enough. Christine and her team have been fantastic. So I definitely recommend you check out Haven Financial Services at www.jamiebateman/haven. Let's get back to the show. Today we have a real treat for you. You get to hear from Nick Prefontaine. Nick is a 3-time best-selling author, and he was named a top motivational speaker of 2022 in Yahoo Finance. He's also the CEO of Common Goal, and through that company, he uses a 4-step program. This is really what you're going to get from this episode, is he's going to spell out the 4-step system that he personally used after going through sustaining a really terrible accident when he was 18 years old. And the accident left him in a coma for several weeks. And, you know, doctors were saying he may never be able to walk or even speak again. So the fact that he's now a speaker, a public speaker, motivational speaker, is just incredible. He didn't realize he was using this system at the time. But looking back, he's pieced it all together. And this is what he uses now to help clients walk through their trauma. He also works in real estate investing. His father, Chris, was on the show not too long ago on our podcast. And so this one ties in very well to our show, you know, focusing on the mental aspect of overcoming adversity and how that all relates to real estate investing as well. Get a ton of practical value as well as a lot of inspiration. Nick has been through a lot and is just so optimistic about his own life and the future. And it's just refreshing to talk to someone and hear from someone like Nick. So I know you're going to love this one. Had to quickly correct myself. Nick was 14 when he had the accident, which was a snowboarding accident. By the time he was 18, it's absolutely incredible what he was doing. So buckle up.
Welcome to From Adversity to Abundance, the go-to podcast for real estate entrepreneurs seeking not just to thrive, but to conquer with resilience and mental sharpness. Each week, join us as we dive into the compelling world of real estate through the lens of mental fitness, where challenges transform into opportunities. Get ready to transform your mindset and expand your understanding of what it takes to succeed in real estate. Let's explore these stories of triumph and resilience together.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the From Adversity to Abundance podcast. I am your host, Jamie Bateman. And today, I'm pumped to have with us Nick Prefontaine. Nick, how are you doing today?
I'm doing outstanding, Jamie. Thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, this is going to be a really, I know this is going to be an inspiring and a fun episode as well. For the listener, Nick is a speaker. And he's also the founder and CEO of Common Goal, which is the company that Nick runs. And we're going to get into the specifics of that later. But in a little more, to offer a little more detail, Nick, can you provide some context as to who you are and what you're up to today?
Sure, and I actually have a few different things. I get a few different things going on, Jamie. So I'll just high level 10,000 foot view hit on those. So,
Perfect.
with Common Goal, I'm doing a lot of speaking for brain injury associations. And helping those in because I suffered a brain injury, and we'll get to that,
Yeah.
my snowboarding accident, but helping the those individuals get through that trauma and thrive with the rest of their lives. And that's the work that's primarily or a lot of the work I'm doing today. So, like just last week, just to give
Yeah.
you a highlights, if you can, if you
Yeah.
will. Just last week on Wednesday, I spoke for the Brain Injury Association of Vermont at their annual conference, and that was like a 55-minute version of my keynote. Then we I got to with the keynote get to tell a lot of fun stories and also get a chance to teach the system that I used to not only make a full recovery from my snowboarding accident, but run out of the hospital. So I'll introduce that today, like a super high level. And then also, I am still involved in a family real estate business. So we buy and sell homes creatively without using any of our cash or credit. And then as soon as we buy them, we're selling them to rent-to-own buyers. So there's only roughly 20% of the market that can walk into a bank today and get a loan. The other 80%, I'm not saying they're all good, but there's a large swath in there, a good percentage in there that they make great money. They have great incomes. They have money saved for the down payment. They just can't walk into a bank and get a loan today. So
Got it.
we're getting connected with them.
Yeah.
Getting them hooked up with credit enhancement and getting them on the path towards home ownership.
Homeownership.
So a couple balls up in the air
Yeah.
that I'm juggling
That
right
sounds
now.
like a typical entrepreneur. And for the listener, if you missed it, we did put out a really good episode, excuse me, I'm getting over a cold, so with Nick's father, Chris Prefontaine, who that episode came out on December 3rd, 2024. So I'd highly recommend checking that out. We dive into how Chris was able to rebuild his real estate business, which Nick was just talking about, part of that business after the 2008 real estate crash. So I do recommend the listener check out that episode for sure. Nick, before we jump back into your backstory, what's some of the abundance that you're living in today? Describe some of that. What's a kind of a day in your life look like, or a week, or do you have time freedom, money freedom? How would you describe the abundance that you're experiencing today?
Well, I think everything for me starts with my morning routine. Like I don't schedule things like first thing in the morning at like 8 a.m. or 9 a.m. because I have such a the morning is my time, and I have such a routine to get me centered and focused on the day ahead. That includes I get up, I usually walk my dog around the block. Then I'm either working out or I'm meditating, and I meditate for anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes, excuse me. And I do that 4 or 5 times a week. I meditate and do Qigong, a combination of that.
Okay.
Then after I shower and have breakfast, and I'll read and write my journal for another 30 to 45 or 30 to 60 minutes. And but all those things allow me to start my day off centered, so I'm
Yeah.
able to attack the day and be centered and present, so I'm able to impact the most amount of people possible,
Yeah.
to the highest degree possible.
I love that. So, yeah, and maybe we can touch on that again later. It sounds like you really have a very intentional approach to your daily life, and you're able to
certainly not control everything, but really set the tone each day for how you're going to be centered and present, like you just said. And therefore, and this is, I'm filling in some here, but you're provided more purpose, or you live in more purpose so that you can create more impact for other people. So to me, that is a very high level of abundance in and of itself. But let's jump back. You mentioned a snowboarding incident and a brain injury. Let's jump back to age 14, if you would just kind of give us some context leading up to that accident.
Sure, love to. So at 14, I was on my way to ski club with all my friends. And all my friends, we and I have brought our snowboard gear onto the bus to get ready, Jamie, so we wouldn't miss a precious moment once we got to the mountain. And we got to the mountain and headed right for the chairlift when the majority of the class went inside to waste time. And it was like two or three runs that extra runs that we could get in. So we were all ready to go. We headed right for the chairlift. And going up, we noticed that it was very icy because it had been raining earlier in the day. So people were wiping out everywhere. And where the chairlift went over, it actually went right over the terrain park where all of the jumps were. I knew as soon as I saw it that I had to go off the biggest jump in the terrain park.
Of
There,
course.
really wasn't even a moment in my mind of thinking, should I do it? Or maybe I shouldn't. I knew that was what I was doing. I
Sure.
mean, even down to the detail of, I was already thinking about what we were going to be doing after I landed that huge trick. Maybe grab a burger and fries in the lodge, or we could head over to the other chairlift for some runs on those trails. I was just happy to be there finally.
Sure. No, I was a 14-year-old boy once too, so I totally get it.
Understand. So I got to the top, buckled into my snowboard, took a breath of that crisp winter air, and confidently charged towards that jump with all my speed. And then going up to the jump, I caught the edge of my snowboard, which threw me off balance. And that's the last thing that I remember.
Wow. Okay.
So due to the severity of my injuries, they wanted to bring a helicopter to the mountain to rush me to the hospital. And they couldn't because it was too windy. So they sent in an ambulance. And out of the six paramedics, there was only one who could intubate on the spot. And I needed that to be able to breathe. And he was one of the paramedics that showed up to the mountain that day.
Wow.
And there are still several things that I can't explain about that day, about the accident, but now I know one of them was the reason why I'm here with you and your listeners today. So no matter the severity of your trauma, your decision to take action is your first step. Something else I learned, and there's always three of them that it's like easy for me to remember
Sure.
that I credit for being here today was, although I wasn't wearing a helmet, the goggles that I had on, the snowboarding goggles, were thick and they had a lot of padding.
Okay.
So I never would have fathomed that I would need them to brace my fall.
Sure.
I learned that not only did they brace the impact, as I continued to hit my head and continued to roll down the mountain, they moved with each impact to brace each fall between my head and the ice. And it's just
Wow.
it's insane for me to people that were there that day and doctors and everyone told me that that was one of the reasons that saved my life.
That's incredible.
The third thing, once I got to the hospital, I was out. Listen, Jamie, I was out for the count.
Sure.
The only people who were allowed in my room at the ICU were my parents because of the severity of my injuries. And the doctors came into my room to share the not so positive news, not so positive news, not so positive news, as I'm sure you can imagine,
Sure.
because hospitals have to give you the worst case scenario. However, they started to talk right in front of me because they figured, oh, he's in a coma, he can't hear us. And
Right.
my mom stopped them and she said, no, not in front of him, because she understood that even though I was in a coma, I was still taking in information.
Sure.
So she made the doctor step outside the room. And then once they're outside my room, they explained that I probably wasn't going to be able to walk,
Wow.
talk, or
Wow.
eat on my own ever again. They weren't even
Wow.
sure how long I was going to be in the coma. It
Okay.
was a
I mean,
partially.
sorry to step on you there. I mean, one, moms just have an intuition like nobody else does, right? But and two, is this you recall this? Like you could hear all this, or this is from other people's version of events?
No, I don't remember this. I
Yeah,
don't remember
sure.
any. This time is just
Right. Just a blur.
gone. Yeah, no, just gone.
Gone. Got it.
I don't. It's not even like sleeping. Like literally, this is gone.
Gotcha.
Just gone from my life. Gone from my
Sure.
memory. So, they weren't sure how long I was going to be in a coma. It was a partially induced coma
Okay.
because they had to wait for the swelling to come down my brain.
Okay.
Because they were worried, the doctors were worried that if I woke up and panicked, the swelling would increase and I would have died. So they had to put me into a partially induced coma. I was in the coma for 3 weeks. I really don't remember a month because they had to slowly take me off the medication and everything. And
Wow.
it was at this point that I was transported to a rehab hospital in Boston. And that's where all my memories and my journey began. So,
Okay.
I started to unknowingly use a system to not only make a full recovery, but run out of the hospital. And what I'll do is I can give
Yeah.
you and listeners a 10,000-foot view of that. And
That'd
then
be great.
if they're interested at the end, they can download the whole step system for free. So,
Okay. No, I mean, and just to reiterate, I know you know this, and maybe if there's a new listener out there, our podcast is meant to inspire, both inspire and provide practical advice, knowledge, wisdom, value to the real estate entrepreneur specifically. And we're going to get to that part of your story, and more so than we already have. But specifically about mental fitness and overcoming the mental tricks and systems, as you alluded to, mental approach to overcoming adversity in one's life. And, thankfully, not everyone is going to experience an accident like you did. But we all have different types of adversity, and typically those are health related, relationship related, or financial related, or some combination thereof. So your story, as much as I hate that you had this happen to you, it's perfect for the show. So yeah, let's what kind of system sounds like you realized in hindsight that this was a system that you were using, but talk about that system and how you were able to really overcome in that short period of time, overcome that immediate adversity.
Sure. So each one of it, I can really illustrate each one of the letters. So S is support. It's an acronym. S is support, and make sure that you have the support of your family and friends right from the beginning. This is going to have you falling back on relationships that you built prior to your setback.
That's so good. Yeah.
And then T is trust. Trust that once you take your first step, your next step is always going to be available to you. And this also starts with trusting that voice that we all have within ourselves. We're just a lot of us push it down or think about, oh no, that's not realistic. I wouldn't be able to do that. Who would listen to me? Or that's unrealistic is another one that comes up. So
Sure.
that voice has kind of, I don't want to say reared its ugly head. That's a ceremony, but that's a saying rather.
Right.
That voice has come to me a couple times in my life. So the first time was at this point, a month after my accident, when I was in the hospital, and I still wasn't audible really at that time. The most I could do was a whisper, if anything, right after I got transported to the rehab hospital, or mouthing words. However, I overheard my parents talking with my team of doctors and therapists, and they said, they met with them every week. They were my support. They met with them every week, and they said, "All right, what do we need to do to make sure Nick makes a full recovery?"
That's a great way to, I don't want to miss that. That's a great way to approach it, right? And number one, I can't imagine what your parents were going through. I mean, that's just a whole, that's a multiple podcast episodes in and of itself. But just to approach the problem with the end, the most positive end state in mind is amazing. Sounds like that's what your parents did, right?
Well, so they had that goal. This was really before I could even talk. I could
Sure.
communicate by blinking or mouthing words or I don't even think it was a whisper at that point. However, I heard in the back of my head when I heard my parents say that, I heard in the back of my head, "No, you're gonna run out." So them running out of the hospital became our common goal. I was able to communicate that to the rest of the team.
Wow.
And that's what we are working towards every day and every week.
I'm not gonna lie, when you said that earlier, I wasn't sure if you meant literally running, but it sure sounds like
Yeah.
you ran out of the
Yep.
hospital.
Yep.
Wow.
So the second thing was, okay, so back to the acronym, and this kind
Yeah.
of illustrates it, is the third letter is E. That stands for energy. So maintaining your energy allows the body's natural ability to be able to heal itself. Medication has the potential to get in the way of that. So obviously, within reason here, that first night in the
Sure.
hospital, like acute things, that
Yes.
first night in the hospital cost $250,000.
Wow.
However, a month after my accident, when I came out of the ICU, was the time that we needed to allow the body to heal itself. So
Yeah.
the this is so interesting that it was right around the same time. I maybe a few weeks after I'd been at the hospital, and I still wasn't clear to walk. So when I would go to bed at night, I would always have my dad or an uncle or my grandfather stay with me, and that was part of my support. And I got up in the middle of the night, and this was before I was cleared to walk, and I leaned over my bed, and because I wasn't really audible, I
Yeah.
tried to get my grandfather's attention. He wouldn't wake up. So I managed to hobble my way to the bathroom and use the bathroom and get back to bed. Nothing happened. However, the hospital found out the next day and they freaked out. They're like, "Oh no, we can't have this and liability and this and that." And
Sure.
they're like, "What we're going to do is give him this many cc's of this medication, that many cc's of this other medication before bed, and that should calm him down so he's able to sleep." And my mom was like, "No, you're not.
And for
Just."
the listener not watching on YouTube, there was a slight kind of eye roll there.
That was unconsciously that I did that. I didn't realize
but
that
yeah,
So
go ahead, sorry.
she said, "No, you're not. Just ask him not to do that." So they asked me not to do that, and it never happened again. However, if I didn't have an advocate with me at all times,
Right.
they would have just medicated me to me and I doctors, nurses, I the work you do is admirable.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that, but
Yeah.
a lot of people, you just get treated like a number and just get
Right,
treated like
absolutely.
everyone else.
And just I need to chime in briefly here, and this is another one I could spend many episodes on, but frankly, we've dealt with our in my family with a lot of issues, specifically with my son, who's 15 now, still struggling quite a bit, but in and out of different hospitals, and not going to get too specific right now, but I couldn't agree more with you that, our medical system, okay, not speaking for you, Nick, but our medical system is great when it comes to trauma and dealing with, surgery or some kind of just immediate need that life-saving, intervention by those doctors and nurses I mean, it's amazing. That said, it's pretty terrible at prevention of health issues as well as recovery, and also just the navigating all the insurance and communication piece is a whole different beast. But you do,
That's a different
it's a
podcast,
different podcast, and you should get
Jamie.
into invoicing and all that stuff, man. I mean, you need to really, as you said, be an advocate for yourself or have some team or family members or loved ones who are advocating for you, you know, if you're unable to do it yourself, you can't just sit back and kind of just rely on the system to take care of you. And again, maybe you don't have that support system, so I'm not judging the victim here. But it is, it sounds like your parents, and specifically your mom, you know, had a massively positive impact on how things went in the hospital to set you on the right course for recovery. Go ahead, pick it back up if you would.
Yeah, absolutely. So P is persistence. So once you take your first step, keep getting up every day and taking your next step, no matter how small. And by continuing to move forward every day, to do something every day towards your recovery, you are building an unstoppable momentum. And this is so important because people like will set out at the beginning of any journey, like planning best case scenario and not account for any bad times or anything. There will be hard times. Like,
absolutely.
I think that's that you have to approach anything with that in mind. And this, by doing something every day, especially at the beginning, you're building an unstoppable momentum to help carry you through the tough times.
Absolutely. And again, you're right. And I think it helps. It may hurt in the moment to accept that that we're all going to face adversity in the future, including you, Nick, including me, you know. But it really helps to understand that when that adversity occurs, you know, because it's like this, it's okay. I didn't know exactly how this adversity was going to materialize in my life, but here it is. So as opposed to being surprised or having that victim mentality of, why is this happening? You know, no, this was going to happen. We knew it was going to happen in some capacity. So the STEP system is four steps, STEP. S is for support. What was the T for again? I apologize.
Trust.
Trust. And then E is energy and P is persistence. Is that right?
That's right. You got it.
I got 3 out of 4. So, you know.
Well, that's okay. That's passing. Yeah, that's passing. So if you fast forward a little bit, Jamie, less than 60 days later, I realized my goal of running out of the hospital. And really, it wasn't like my work was done. I had to continue to go to outpatient therapy for another 6 months, along with being tutored all summer long, 5 days a week, in order to continue on to high school with the rest of my classmates. And really, looking back on it, it's a little surreal. And you and I were talking beforehand that I only 18 months later, after finishing my rehab, so I was only 16 years old, after finishing my rehab from my snowboarding accident, being in a coma and having to learn how to walk, talk, and eat again, I got my start in real estate. And that was door knocking pre-foreclosure doors.
Okay.
So my job was to go to these notice of default doors. And I would, in my mind, no, I didn't consult anyone on this, but in my mind, I wanted to go to the areas where I could hit the most amount of doors in a day. So those were some not so good areas of cities.
Sure.
Where, but needless to say, because I had to go to school during the week, unfortunately. Okay. I would have rather been working, but I would hit these doors and I would go and talk to them anywhere 50 to 70 doors in a day. And I would try to set up meetings for our investor the following week to meet with them about potentially buying their home. And looking back at this, I can see that it was part of my recovery. So going door to door, helping people out of their unfortunate situation.
Wow. And you were 15 or 16 at this time?
16. Yeah. 16. I just got my real,
driver's
license. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. But that's, I mean, I imagine you said you were still, this was part of your recovery. So I imagine your communication skills weren't as strong as they are now. I mean, that's kind of counterintuitive. Let's put this guy in this role where he has to communicate with all of these people day in and day out in an unsafe environment.
And it's funny you say that, because my mom learned about this story, like, I think a little over 5 years ago when I told it at one of our events, and She looked at my dad and said, "He did what?
Yeah.
You let him go to like bad areas of city and knock on these people's door?" I got invited in, and there was like drug activity and everything, like a
Wow.
lot of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was fine. It
Yeah.
was fine. Nothing happened. I
Right.
was good.
Yeah, gotcha. Well, and it does sound like each of your parents individually played a big role in setting you up for your recovery and success. Okay, so but you also touched on the fact that you were serving other people, you're trying to help them. So to me, that sounds like you had a lot of immediate purpose built into your day. Can you speak to that briefly?
Yeah, so I at that point it was right around the time the summer, not the summer immediately after my accident, but the following summer, I was reading, picking up books in my dad's library. And
Okay.
one of the books I read was Cash Flow Quadrant,
Yep.
Robert Kiyosaki's Cash Flow Quadrant,
Yep.
and it really piqued my interest. And my dad, I grew up in a family real estate business. My dad was a builder, then a realtor, then an investor. So I came to him at the time he was an investor, and I said, "Hey, I want to get involved in the business and help. What's the best thing to do?" Well, right around that time when I came to him, they were exploring the idea of having a bird dog go out to properties and knock on these notice of default doors
Yeah.
and try to set up meetings for the investor to explore buying the home with them. And it was a perfect fit because I was just starting to study to get my driver's license and everything like that. So
Yeah.
it was a good fit.
And you had energy. I mean, you're younger is what I mean. It didn't have probably a ton of money, but you're willing to get out there and knock on doors and talk to people. So for the I shouldn't speak you about your I don't know how much money you had, but I that's a good opportunity for someone in that situation where maybe you're younger and there's not a lot of downside to knocking on 10 doors and not getting a deal done. It's like, well, you spent some time, but and you but really you
You
prepped
learn.
and
I
you
still
learned
think
exactly.
back. I still think back to it. It is the best training, that the best sales training, hands down, that I could have gotten
Is knocking on doors.
ever is
Yeah.
knocking on doors.
Yeah.
Because literally, when someone opens a door, you better have something good to
Right.
say, or else you're getting a lot of doors slammed in
And
your face. So
I think it's
it taught
also,
me quick.
yeah, I've heard that before from successful entrepreneurs, that that's a great way of getting sales training and just communication training, and just skills that are very applicable. And I think overcoming that fear of rejection too. I don't know about you, but a lot of people are worried about, getting rejected or getting a no. And likely your success rate, you probably got a lot more no's than yeses. Is that true?
Yeah, and especially when I first started, because they just told me, "Okay, here's Nick. Here's where you go and find these." I think the website at the time was massforeclosures.com. "Here's where you go and find these notice of default doors." I don't even know if that site exists anymore.
Yeah,
So
I don't
here's
know.
where you go. Here's where you go find these, like where they're located.
Yeah.
Then after you knock on the door, here's your script that you say. And then the third thing, here's your leave behind that if no one answers the door, this is what you leave behind. So I was like, my 16-year-old brain, I was like, "All right, great, I'll go start." And I get a lot of doors slammed in my face.
Yeah.
And it was after that, after starting, because I don't think everyone has to have all the answers to start.
Right.
And I think
That's a
that's a
great point.
mistake a lot of people make. After starting and not having success, my dad flew my cousin and I out to California to shadow the number one person in the country that was having success with these notice of default doors.
Okay.
Once I saw his approach and how much it differed from mine, like everything was like rehearsed, like down to the T. And every little part about the approach, and not in a negative way, not to manipulate people or anything,
Right.
but I was encountering a lot of people had their walls up. Like, who's
Sure.
this kid? He's
Right.
16 years old knocking on my door.
Sure.
But then once I implemented what I learned from him, I started seeing a lot of success. And As a result of that, my dad owned several properties in this city for year, even years after I got out of high school.
Wow. I love that piece where you got to get started, right? Don't, you're not going to know everything before you get started. And two, someone else is doing this well, right? Whatever it is, if you're trying to be a wholesaler, if you're trying to be a flipper, if you're trying to be a long-term buy and hold rental property investor, whatever, someone is doing it well, and success leaves clues. So you don't need to have all of the answers to get started, right? And you're going to fail along the way. So what, just briefly, what did a deal look like if you zoom out, not from your perspective necessarily, but say from your dad's company's perspective, what did one kind of case study look like at
Oh,
that time?
it was actually, I couldn't even speak to it because it was a totally different time, and it was prior to the crash of
Gotcha.
2008.
Got
So
it.
it was a totally different strategy. It was buying homes like conventionally at that point,
Gotcha.
like 40, 50, 60 cents on the dollar. So it was totally different approach than what we're
Sure.
doing now.
Yep.
So
Got it.
it really, I wasn't, yeah, I don't know. I'm not in a position
Understood.
to
No
talk
worries.
about that. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and it's a good thing to highlight though, is that economic conditions change over time. And I talk about this sometimes that you're not going to be great at in all economic environments right out of the gate, but over time you develop different tools that you can use at the appropriate time, different real estate investing strategies. So like you alluded to it, that whatever you guys were doing back then probably wouldn't work now. But a lot of the sk sales skills, et cetera, certainly still apply. So walk us through kind of 16 to, maybe 26. What did that time period look like for you?
All right, so I'm going to what I'm going to do. All right, so I graduated school, I got my real estate license, started helping buyers and sellers, and then after that, it was actually in 2012. So I think towards the end of that time that you're asking me about was that I started to develop a just an issue with my voice. And
Okay.
I couldn't really figure out what was wrong. And I remember I went to my general physician. He looked at me, examined me, and was like, "You're fine. Nothing's wrong. All your levels are fine." For sake of time, I'll kind of
Yeah.
gloss over it. For the next year, I looked for answers. I went to all these doctors and allergists and everything, and
Specialists. Yep.
no one could really tell me what was wrong. And then I finally wound up in a voice specialist office in August of 2013.
Okay.
This guy walked in the room in Boston, walked in the room, heard me speak, and right away nonchalantly goes, "Oh, that? Yeah, we deal with that all the time. Go see the front desk and get scheduled for a Botox injection in a couple of weeks." I
Wow.
was like, my mouth
After
was on the
it's
may
incredible.
have well.
Yeah, hit the
It may
floor.
have been on the floor. I was sold hook, line, and sinker. So I got scheduled for a Botox injection, and I received Botox injections for 7 years.
Wow.
For 7 years, along with their higher level speech therapist. And it was towards the end of this time that I already referred to it, that someone that saw me spoke, and my mom heard me tell the story of knocking doors in 2019. So that talk was to that point the longest time that I have ever spoken before.
Okay.
And that was like 15 or 20 minutes maybe.
Gotcha. Wow.
That was a big deal for me at the time. And my voice was still strained. So it was almost like it was like hard to get the words out. That's how it
Interesting.
sounded. It didn't feel like that, but that's how it sounded.
Interesting.
So
Okay.
that's why I needed to get Botox along with speech therapy to kind of retrain my voice back to how it was before I developed any issues. So,
Okay. And that was all came back, started with your brain trauma, I presume.
they didn't The
You're not sure.
specialist wasn't able to pinpoint it. Was like, I don't
Gotcha.
know if it's related, but I know in my heart,
Yeah.
like that I developed it because of my, like, I was more susceptible because of my traumatic brain injury.
Gotcha.
But now I don't have to, now I don't have to worry about it anymore. So it was then that someone saw me speak, and I was still strained at the time, and they said to me that I'm not trying to steal you from your dad and your family real estate company. However, if you're ever looking to fine-tune your message and bring it to another level, so that you have maximum impact and you're able to help the most amount of people possible, I can introduce you to a few coaches and mentors and help you get started. Well, as I mentioned, I was still in the final throes of my voice issue, so I wasn't quite ready yet. However, I hung on to her card until May of 2021. And I finally reached out to her. And the reason I reached out to her, Jamie, was ever since I graduated high school, I've always had this voice in the back of my head that's always saying, like, no matter how much success I'm seeing, whether it's listings or helping buyers or door knocking, whatever is, yeah, great, Nick. But what you really need to be doing is telling your story from stage and helping trauma survivors to thrive with the rest of their lives. So that voice was always in the back of my head, and it just kept getting louder and louder and louder. And I thought, because I was at our events at our real estate coaching and consulting company that I do with my dad, that I was scratching that itch. That, oh, okay, I'm telling my story from stage. I'm scratching that itch. However, it wouldn't go away. So I was like, there's something else here. So I finally reached out to that person that gave me her card after seeing me speak. She introduced me to her mentor, who's become my mentor. And on that call, I shared in May of 2021, I shared what I was looking to do and what my goals were and everything. And I said, do you think that's possible? She said, absolutely. And I said, all right, what do you think I should do? She said, the speaker salon. Which is I commuted to, she said, you get to commute to to New York City for 6 weeks in a row. And then on the final week, you perform your talk that you've worked on for 5 weeks with like up to 10 other speakers. You get to perform that, like a 10 or 12 minute talk for TEDx organizers, event planners, people who will book you to speak. So you get to perform that for them.
You get exposure to them.
And she said that that's 25,000. I said yes in a heartbeat. It was just a wholehearted yes in my soul. And then during that time, she pitched the idea to me what it would look like to work with her one-on-one in 2022. And she said she specializes to work with, she works with speakers and she specializes in helping them build out their speaker platform. Jamie, I didn't even know what a speaker platform was at that time. However, I just knew I wanted more of her just because I had worked with her for several weeks in this salon. So I said yes. She said that's 75,000. I said, I don't have that lying under my mattress, so give me a week. I gotta go find the money. And I went and applied for a loan, and I got approved for 70,000 and came back to her, and she said that she loves work with me already and she'll accept that. And the cool thing is that a month ago, almost exactly a month ago, November 17th, I paid off that loan. So it was a personal loan. It was about halfway done. But I paid it off last
That's
month. So
incredible.
I know from here it's a speaker platform. I didn't understand it. She was the one that I have to credit for pulling the step system out of me. And because she said to me when I was working with her one-on-one on one of our calls, she said to me, okay, so you got in your accident and your parents are told you wouldn't walk, talk, or eat again, and then you ran out of the hospital. How'd you do it? So I don't know. I
I don't
just
know.
got up, I got up every day and just kept working. She goes, no, not good enough. And she kept asking me like
Yeah.
7 letters deep. And I was, Jamie, to a point where I was like, ah, I don't know.
Right.
Stop asking
Right.
me. That's
Stop asking me.
counterproductive.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what a good counselor or coach, or mentor does, right? They know where to focus and where there's value. Because the fact is, most people, like we said earlier, most people don't go through this experience that you went through. So if you were to have just stuck with, sharing your real estate story, it's like, okay, there's a million of these people out there. Why is his story any different? Well, because you went through this unique adversity, you have this opportunity that other people don't have. And then she saw that in your story, but she had to draw that out so that the message was more clear. And first, so that you understood and you could see with clarity what the process was that you had employed. So we're getting close on being out of time here. So that was 2022. How has things in the last 2+ years progressed for you?
Oh my gosh. As I said prior to her, I'm the longest I spoke was like 15 or 20 minutes. Now I'm speaking to brain injury associations, mostly at their annual conferences, sharing anywhere from 50 to 60 minute keynotes. And also then at the end of it, which at the end of this I'm going to give away as well. I'm giving away my step system, the whole step system. So it's really important that I'm sharing this with people. And the step system is free. It teaches you all about support, trust, energy, and persistence. And like I said, it was just a 10,000-foot view about what we cover. But the just on Wednesday, less than a week ago, I
Yeah.
told that 55-minute version of my
Yeah.
keynote. And to me, if I thought of that 3 years ago, I would, if you told me I'd be doing that, I would have told you were crazy.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And
Well, I think that is awesome. And if you could make sure we get that link to that talk,
oh yeah.
that'd be great. We can put it in the show notes. But I remember your father speaking about the value of mentors and coaches and things as well in his own story. But yeah, I don't think I've ever heard someone say they took out a personal loan. Well, maybe we did have someone, but that was maybe a $10,000, price. $70,000 personal loan. I mean, most people would say that's crazy, right? I mean, that's just you're digging yourself into a hole here, and for something you may never see any return on. But the fact
I
that, so,
thought it would have been crazy. I'm sorry to jump
yeah,
in.
no,
I thought I would have been crazy if I didn't do it.
yeah,
I
and it sounds, I mean, you've alluded to this a couple of times, but that inner voice, and you talked about it earlier, but just kind of trusting your gut, maybe not if it's just in the moment, immediately do whatever you feel like doing. But it sounds like over time you had this voice that wouldn't go away, this itch you talked about as well, that you couldn't quite scratch. So you just knew it inside of you, right? And so, yeah, I think there's no one size fits all blanket, advice that we should be giving here. It's not that everyone should go out and take a personal loan out for 70K and sign up with the next guru that, emails them.
There's a couple things about that that I want to
Okay.
comment on. So the as long as I'm doing this work, as long as I am following, and this is just for me,
Yeah.
this is my experience. As long as I'm following that voice
Yeah.
and that guidance, that inner guidance, that calling, I know that I will be taken care of financially. That it's not something that I have to worry about. And I think I've proven that right, just in my work with Trisha that I've been doing and telling you a month ago that I paid off
Paying it
that
off.
loan,
Yeah.
and now I'm getting paid
Yeah.
from brain injury associations to speak. Like, as long as I'm following that guidance,
Yeah.
I'll be taken care of. And it's because I followed it, there's no voice in the back of my head. So, I mean, that's evidence that I'm doing exactly what I was put on this earth to do.
I love that.
And it was almost like it was in myself. It was like a wholehearted yes when she asked me to work with her.
Yeah.
I don't feel that often, but
Right.
it was like it. I'll
You
live
knew
the
it.
rest of my life thinking, oh, I could have done that once upon a time. I wasn't going to live my life like
Yeah,
that.
for sure. You didn't want to live with that regret. That's really good. I mean, and that's a common question we get, a common issue that entrepreneurs deal with, because we get so many opportunities, and that's what we see often is opportunities. And so I think a lot of entrepreneurs say yes to too many things. I'm guilty of that myself, and then you get watered down, you're not providing your best, you're not focused. But if you feel that in your soul, in your core, that it's basically a hell yes, you need to do it. And even if it didn't work out, it was still the right choice. I've got a bunch of rapid fire questions, that may keep you on your toes a little bit. Are you ready for those, Nick?
Yeah,
Jumping up and down.
I'm ready for you. Yep.
All right. What is one thing that people misunderstand about you? That one's a tough one.
Candidly, I don't really care.
I love that. We have not had that answer. That's great. If you could.
That's their business. That's not my business. I don't care if they misunderstand me.
If you could have coffee with any historical figure, whom would you choose?
I love this question. So I had a mentor coach me when I was in real estate, like as for a real estate agent when I got out of high school. When I got out of high school, my dad connected me with someone for their coaching program. And I was in their coaching program and I connected with one of the coaches and I went and visited his office several times and spent the day with him. I shadowed him and had lunch with him and everything. And he said one of the most important things that I'll never forget. And that's he told me the inner workings. He said the head guy, because he wasn't the head guy, he told me about like the head guy. And he was like, you think he's great, but his life is so screwed up. He's got like all these things going on behind the scenes and he's a disaster. And for that, and this was like after I was just working with him. He started his own company and everything. He said, no matter what, Nick, he said, don't put anyone, coach it, like any coach, any president of a company, any, don't put them up on a pedestal because you never know what's going on
Behind the scenes.
below the surface, behind the scenes. You never know what's going on in their life. And that's why, still to this day, I don't put anyone on a pedestal. We're all just works in progress. We're all just doing the best we can.
Gotcha. So you wouldn't have coffee with anyone?
No.
Gotcha.
No.
Well, I'd say
Well,
you know.
I trust that if I'm meant to,
Yeah, you will.
it'll happen without me having to force it.
Got it.
So
Sure.
I'm trusting life a little bit.
Okay. Letting go, not trying to control the outcome. I like that. I would say, and I don't follow this perfectly, but I agree with you that we're all created equally and we all have equal value. No one has more value or has it all put together compared to you or me or the listener. But, I can learn from anyone. And so, someone is my superior. Everyone is my superior in a certain way, right? So, anyway, I agree with you there. So, moving on, if you were given $10 million tomorrow, what would you do with it, Nick?
Wow, I love the question. So I would put a little bit of it, probably Probably 1 or 2 million. I would put it in a brokerage account and or investments and live off of the dividends and everything that it produced.
Yeah.
And I think I would I donate the rest.
Okay. Any particular cause that you donate to?
What I'm donating to right now is zero wise, and
Okay.
it's all, I don't know if you've heard about it. It's something called Ho'oponopono.
Okay, I'm not
Well,
familiar.
and if anyone's interested, it's an ancient Hawaiian healing technique.
Okay.
If anyone's interested in it, you can go check out zero-wise.com.
Awesome.
And also, I am just recently talk about that voice on the side of your in
Yeah.
the back of your head. Probably within the last 8 or 9 months, or maybe more than that, I'd say the last year, I have been, there was this voice, talk about the voice in the back of your head. The voice started saying to me that I needed to be just reading the Bible.
Yeah.
Just from, I went to an all Catholic, I mean a Catholic all boys high school
Okay.
and everything. I was baptized Protestant, but I was never really religious growing up.
Sure.
And this voice was just saying, I gotta start reading the Bible. So I read a verse in the Bible every day, and part of that I was drawn to Joel Osteen,
Okay.
the
Yeah.
pastor.
Sure.
So that's where I'd be splitting up the
Okay.
monthly
Got it.
donating to Lakewood, I think it's Lakewood Church and Zero Wise.
Got it. All right. Speaking of books like the Bible, what is a book or two that you would recommend for our listener?
All right, so the book that got me started on my journey was Frequency by Penny Pierce. I read it for the first time back in 2014. It is a deep book. It's very deep.
Okay. I
It's
think I've
all about
heard of it.
it's all
Yeah.
about mastering your personal vibration, and there's a lot of deep work and exercise in that. If you're gonna read it, you have to do the work.
Gotcha.
Because if you just skim over it,
Yeah.
you're not gonna. It started me on this path, I believe. Because I even had the inkling 10 years ago that I should be doing this type of
Wow.
work I'm doing
Okay.
today.
No, that's a great one. Thank you. Frequency, the power of personal vibration. I have to check that out, but only if I'm willing to do the
Well,
work.
she has newer books,
Gotcha.
and they all go deeper than that, but that's the one that kind of started me. That's not the very first one. I think there might be one or two before that, but that was my first.
Sure.
So
A few quick questions. We'll try to keep them succinct here. Related to real estate more so. What do you think is the biggest psychological barrier that real estate entrepreneurs face today?
Giving up.
Got it.
In my experience with this is with speakers and real estate investors,
Yeah.
I see that they just give up way too soon, and
Okay.
they don't let the they don't let the results of their work, like them getting lucky because they've been around and they've
Yeah.
been doing the work, they don't give themselves the opportunity to collect those.
Interesting. That's really good. I actually skipped the question about luck, so I'm glad you hit on that. Okay, so don't quit. So that's where the P in your STEP program comes in, right? Persistence. What is something in real estate specifically, real estate investing, that you find controversial today?
I know that the government and like all the regulators and everything said that we won't have another market crash or anything. However, I'm seeing the same thing. I've been seeing it for a few years. I'm seeing the same type of things go on, like zero down, buy a home for zero money down.
Yeah.
I'm seeing that advertised and I cringe. just because that should never exist.
Sure, I agree.
Never. No one should
Sure.
ever get a zero down loan.
Right, absolutely. What is one question that you wish I'd asked, but I haven't?
If I could go back to any point in my life, what would it be?
And the answer is?
Right now, every day gets better. And every day, every year, every week, month, everything just keeps improving. And I don't want to go backwards. I only want to go forwards.
Love that. That's really good. In the final minute here, Nick, talk a little bit more about Common Goal. We've already talked about it, but what does Common Goal do exactly, and maybe how could our listeners work with you?
Sure. So we work with people, and I mentioned brain injury associations, because I'm reaching out to them and saying, hey, I think I'd be a perfect speaker for your audience
Sure.
because I had a brain injury.
You got some credibility
However,
there.
the application of the STEP system is so much more far-reaching than that. Just because I'm just starting out and I've only been, it's a little less than 3 years, that Common Goal has been in existence. That is my kind of the niche that I'm starting in or
Gotcha.
starting with. However, the applications of this are definitely far-reaching, and it's not just brain injuries, it's any kind of a life challenge or other trauma, or other crisis. And then even beyond that, it's the entire process that, how did I launch Common Goal? The STEP system.
Sure.
And how do I continue to move forward and continue to improve and get better and get more
Yeah.
stages, and contact more organizations and get more opportunities to speak and
Yeah.
start speak all over the world? It's the STEP system.
Gotcha.
The STEP
So
system is really how I've just my internal process,
sure.
how I was brought up.
So at this point, practically speaking, if I'm a real estate investor listening to this show, it's mostly about maybe hiring you to speak to at my RIA club or something like that, or you don't do one-on-one coaching or anything like that, right?
No, I do work with people one-on-one.
Okay.
However, the first step, and I know we're coming up to it here on the
Yeah.
timeline, but I'll give you a couple different things.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So the STEP system, and the same system that I used to not only make a full recovery but run out of the hospital, you can download the whole thing for free at nickprefontaine.com/step. Anyone that's interested in working with me, I'd recommend going through that, then going through the $37. That's the only program I have, the only product I have right now,
Gotcha.
the $37 step video series. And
Okay.
then that's not, I'm not just looking to just sell $37 products. I just want to be, I want to be speaking the same language so that when we work together one-on-one,
Yeah.
we can just really take off and really soar. Then if there's anything that I mentioned about, I know we only covered a fraction of
Yeah.
the way that we buy and sell real estate and
Right.
help buyers and homeowners
But
and other.
we did go over that on the prior episode with your father, so the listener
Good.
can check out some of
Yeah.
that.
So if there's anything about that piqued any of your listeners' interest about what I talked about, they can go to our website, smartrealestatecoach.com, and get registered for a free master's class on there. That's going to
Perfect.
teach you all about how we buy and sell homes creatively. And then at the end of it, if it's something that you're interested in, because it's not a good fit for everyone, you'll be able to take the next step at the end of it.
I love it. That's really good. Those are the two best places for our listeners to reach out to you online.
Yep.
Fantastic. Nick, we're about to sign off. Is there anything else you want to throw in there?
Yeah, I'd be remiss if I didn't say it. So no matter what you're going through, there are a lot of people out there who are stuck or just they don't know what to do next. I just encourage whatever you're dealing with to just get started. Because once you take your first step, your next step is always going to be available to you. But if you don't take that first step, you're not giving yourself the opportunity to grow and improve and get better. You're frozen.
That's so good. And it points to the fact that you're not going to see the entire path right away, right? And the path will reveal itself along the way, but you have to take that first step and then that next step and then next step. So that's really, really good. Nick Prefontaine, thank you so much for being vulnerable and sharing about, you know, a very difficult time that you went through and helping us, you know, talk through how you overcame that, you know, severe adversity. And with reflection, you've been able to develop the STEP program, figure out that's actually what you were doing. So thank you so much for sharing your story and impacting so many people and spending your time with us today.
Oh, you're very welcome. This has been fun. I hope you guys had as much fun as I did.
And thank you to the listener for spending your very valuable resources with us, your time and your attention. We did speak about coaching and mentorship. We do have a mortgage note investing mentorship program. If you're interested in learning more about that, please check out our website, labradorlending.com. You can click on the mentorship button. As far as our podcast goes, check out our podcast website, Adversity to Abundance, the number two, adversitytoabundance.com. And we always love it if you leave a 5-star review or share the episode with a friend. Thank you all. Take care.
Thank you for joining us on From Adversity to Abundance. We hope today's episode has equipped you with valuable insights and practical advice to elevate your real estate journey. For more inspiring stories and resources, visit us at www.adversitytoabundance.com. If this episode has inspired you, please share it with a friend who could also benefit from our conversation. Together, let's turn adversity into abundance. Until next time, keep building your mental fitness and your real estate empire.
Hey there, it's Jamie Bateman. Ever felt boxed in by life's challenges? Dive into my new book, From Adversity to Abundance, Inspiring Stories of Mental, Physical, and Financial Transformation, available now on Amazon. From a former bank robber's redemption to a young entrepreneur's victory over hurdles, these stories are not just inspiration. They're the roadmaps to your transformation. Whether for you or as a powerful gift to friends and family, especially those who might not tune into podcasts, this book is a beacon to a life of abundance. Ignite that inner fire and set your course to the life you've imagined. Purchase yours today on Amazon and light the path for someone you love.